1. Begin transmission.
Well, hello again. It is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for... Wait for it. That's right. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. It is a little bit after 1:30 a.m. local time, and I am walking into my garage. See you later, Peppa. She's watching me because she knows it's time for Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. On opening up my car in the dark, I may add, to grab my garage door opener. And this is the part where experienced listeners will know that we start to speculate on what we're going to find tonight. I think it's a nice, cool night out there. It didn't rain. So how many buns are we going to see tonight on Nocturnal Bun Patrol? You've got 8 seconds to decide. I'm going to go with 6. We're going to double the quota. We're going to hit our compulsory buns, and then we're going to get 3 bonus buns. And I don't even know what route we're going to take tonight. So, without any further ado, we push the magic button. Yeah! And it's time for Nocturnal Bun Patrol. We take the flashlight out of our pocket. We walk under the door, put the garage door back in my pocket while simultaneously pushing the button. Now standing in the garage, we gotta put my glasses on. Commence to scanning. I'm looking for buns in my yard. I do not see any. Looking across the street in my neighbor's yards. Looking down there, down the hill. Should we go up the hill, down the hill? Yeah, we're gonna go up the hill. But then where are we gonna go? There's a car pulling out, driving up the street, and so as he drives by, I'm going to use his lights. Oh no, he's turning onto the side street. Oh well. And then I stared into his lights, so now I can't see Jack. Alright, so let's go down the Dragon Street. We'll walk up the hill. We'll take the very first, whatever, left. And then we'll go down the Dragon Street, we'll snake around, and we'll take some bizarre route that we haven't taken yet. So I'm going to go ahead and cross the street. Crossing the street at about 1:35 or 1:40 p.m. I didn't check the clock. But it is most assuredly nighttime. Oh, and it's cool. It is cool. It might be less than 70 degrees. Oh, am I shivering? Almost. But then again, I'm almost always almost shivering, just because I get so tense that I tense up my muscles and I sometimes have muscle spasms. Isn't that fun? I'm an uptight guy. Alright, so we've taken the left turn, and I'm scanning yards. And I'm going to have a good view into this backyard. Oh, but there's no buns down there. Look forward. I got a streetlight coming up. I'm scanning. And so far, I'm not seeing any buns. Now, for the benefit of all you new listeners who may not be familiar with Nocturnal Bun Patrol, Nocturnal Bun Patrol... We have to see, hold on, what's this up here? There's something in the grass. Nope, it's just a flag. Then I heard a sound. The most important rule of Nocturnal Bun Patrol is that we have to spot 3 rabbits before we can even return home. So we gots to find them. And then once we find our 3 bun buns, here comes a car. Once we find the three buns, then we start looking for bonus buns. And that's what we're looking for tonight. Bun, buns, buns. And I'm thinking we're going to find a total of six. But that's just pure speculation on my part. Well, it's not that breezy. Kind of breezy. It's possible that I feel cool. Or even coldness. But I'm sure we're going to warm up here in a bit after we walk around for a while. All these people who drove by are now going into their house. And these are the people who live in the dragon house. I should go tell that guy, I love your dragon, man. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a Chinese dragon sculpture in the lawn, and it's tall. It's about, shit, it's knee high or higher. And it's about, 7 or 8 feet long, and it's a dragon. A Chinese dragon just sticking out of a white rock sea. It's great. I should take a picture of it. I'm not going to take a picture of it now. One, because I don't have a camera. And two, the guy was watching me through the window going, what the hell is this guy doing walking by talking into some kind of weird-ass machine? Blah, blah, blah. It's Nocturnal Bun Patrol. And I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen any buns yet. But we will soon. And I'm remembering that I think I'm approaching the fake deer house. So I shouldn't get spooked when I see the fake deer and think, oh, wow, deer. It would be highly unlikely to have deer in my neighborhood. I suppose it could happen if, you know, deer found just the right place to cross the interstate. But anyway, and that could happen. I have had turkeys in my neighborhood. In fact, one was next door. I was hoping it was in my yard at some point, but I didn't see it in my yard. Here's the fake deer. Boo, fake deer. And I'm looking for buns, and I see no buns. No buns anywhere tonight. Okay, well, this is not entirely unusual. Maybe it's too cold for buns, and they decided, oh, we're gonna stay home tonight and be warm. And we're not gonna go out where Nocturnal Bun Patrol can find us. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! I'm still having fun anyway. Because, you know, one, somebody's got to do it. And two, you might as well have fun. So, having fun looking for buns. Wow. Is this going to be one of those nights where we find them all at the last minute? That has happened to me in the past on a number of occasions. And here is where we are going to deviate from our course. We're going to come into the corner here. We're going to check under the street light here, but I don't see anything. And we're going to turn right. Ooh. And I stepped in a hole. Am I damaged? I don't think so. So I'm continuing on because it's important for Nocturnal Bun Patrol. What's under the tree here? Oh, damn, it's just a lump of grass. And who's behind the fence here? Is this something? No, just not very well mowed lawns. Okay. We're approaching the chandelier house. The house that has the chandelier hanging from the tree. And I'm trying to see if the lights are on at all. It doesn't look like it. Oh well. I guess you can't have chandelier every night. Coming to the next street. And we're turning right. Starting to walk uphill. There's a plastic bag. That's not a bun. Where's my buns? Scanning for buns with the flashlight. Looking for shiny eyes reflecting back. What is over there? Oh, that's just a plant. Surely there's buns in this bush. No. Where's all the buns tonight? Okay, well, I think I hear part of the problem. Guess who's flying overhead right now? I don't know if you can hear it. Yep, that is Able One. That is our police helicopter flying over the interstate. You're looking for bad guys. So that's nice. Me? I'm still looking for buns. And maybe all the buns are hiding because they don't want to get hassled by the helicopter man. I don't blame them. Alright, kind of cresting this hill. It's really more of a plateau. It levels off here. And there's a street light ahead. I'm looking for bunny ear silhouettes. Where's my buns? Oh, I thought I saw something, but no, it was just a stick. Come on, buns. Surely we should have found a bun by now. Where's our buns? Where's all the buns? Hiding in the dark. Where could they be? I cannot find them. That is unusual. Well, considering, you know, on the last Nocturnal Bun Patrol, we saw, what, 8 buns. 5 bonus buns and the compulsory 3. And we saw the first 3 before we were even 50 meters off my property. I don't know how far we've walked so far. About a kilometer. And we still haven't seen any. Is it the temperature? Is it the pressure drop? Is the pressure dropping? Is it gonna storm and so the bunnies know it and they're gonna stay home and hide? Yeah, I suppose it's possible. Where's my buns? Where's my buns? I'm looking. Well, isn't this just a fine turn of events? The day you want to really see some buns, because you're thinking, oh yeah, we're going to see lots of buns. No, there's not going to be any buns. See, because it doesn't matter what I want. It's all about the bunjamuns. What's that? That's just a flower. I should be looking for mushrooms too. I haven't seen any. But then again, I'm not keyed in for mushrooms right now. Looking for shiny blue reflecting eyes back at me saying, hi, I'm a bun in the dark. Hello, bun in the dark. I'm gonna spot you and I seize you. Where can they be? Where are these little lagomorphs? Where are my big-eared friends? Jeez, we're rapidly approaching the turn going back to my house. And there's a car cresting the hill.
We're kind of close to the interstate too. I don't hear any motorcycles racing, but I wouldn't expect them to be on a night like this. What's that back there? Nope, just another surveyor's flag. Yeah, I'm going nuts. We got to spot some buns soon. Where are all the buns at? Alright, fine. Wait, what's this over here in the yard? Kaboom! Yeah, we got one across the street in the corner house yard. You can kind of see his silhouette, but when you hit him in the light, he lights up. So that's one. One bun. Dun 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 on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. That's awesome. Okay. So now we just gotta find two more before we can go home. I'm walking downhill now, and I can see all the way down the block back to my street. And I'm checking these lawns in here very carefully because we have seen multiple buns in this area multiple times in the past. You can hear all about those particular adventures on earlier episodes of Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol, which can be found in the archive at anonradio.net/archive. Alright. I wonder if we should take a detour or go that way. No. I'm gonna keep walking down the street here. Wait, what's this? Just a leaf. Dang it. Okay, keep working my way down the street. Another security light comes on. That always helps. You walk by these houses and their security lights come out. Then they light up their yard. The bunnies get spooked and they run, which makes them easier to spot. And that's why we like infrared LEDs. Alright, give me some more buns. Give me some more buns. I'm not seeing any more buns. Now, when I get to the street, if we turn right, we can go back to my house. But since we haven't seen our quota of three buns yet, we've only seen one, we might as well turn left instead. Go the other way, and this gets us an opportunity to look in the big church's lawn. They got a lot of grass, and bunnies like to hop around in the grass. And you know, it's funny, I'm not sure if we've ever even seen one up here yet. But I see them here during the day. Alright. What have we got up here? We got the sign. We got the big lowercase T stuck into the ground. I guess it stands for Tob. I do live around here. I only live 200 meters down the street. And they got these rows of bushes lining the parking lot. I can kind of see under those. But there's no buns. No buns for me. This is not good. Alright, so we're gonna cut across the parking lot here and scan their big lawn. Nothing. You gotta be joking me. Alright, so what we're gonna do here is cut across the parking lot, go into the corner of the parking lot where there's a break in the bushes and a little sidewalk that leads to the sidewalk that lines the streets behind me. We're going to loop around back, come around from behind my house, and hopefully see some buns on those streets back there, which are less traveled. I'm wondering, has there been a lot of traffic in my neighborhood so there's no buns playing in the street like they like to do? So we're going to go to a street where there's less traffic. Makes some kind of sense. I've also got to walk through this bushy area. And sometimes you can find stuff under bushes and in all this foliage. And I see absolutely nothing. Good work. Good spotting. Alright, so walk through a web or two. But that's okay. Let me start walking down the street here. And I'm going to take a perfectly straight line. And we're going to cut across the street twice. Sounds inefficient, but it's actually more efficient. Plus, this will get us in the good light. And there's no way we'll miss any buns, if there are any. See, this is what we call bun strategy. You gotta strategize for spotting dudes. What's this up here? Oh, it's nothing. It's just a flower. It's a lovely flower, but it was on the edge of a little brick wall. And it looked like something was sitting on the edge of the wall, but it was nothing. Damn it. Where's my buns? Oh, yes, there breaks one right now. Hi, bunny buddy. All right, yeah, he's only 3 meters away. That's a heavy confirmation. Oh, and look who's running across the street. Boom. And look who's here on this side of the street. Boom. One, two, three buns. Three buns right here at the intersection of and 90 Western Street. Hi, buns. They're looking at me. Yes, all right. We busted the bun party. So, that's three buns right there. So, that means two of those buns count as our compulsory quota. The number we had to find before heading home. And that last guy, the guy who ran across the street, he is our bonus bun. Oh my god. Guess who's right here, right in front of me, 3 meters away. I'm going to walk really slowly. And now he's moving a little bit. He's two sidewalk squares away. Oh my goodness. Hi, Mr. Bun. Oh, he hopped, but he was about a meter and a half away from me right there. Okay, there's five. There's five buns. Oh, man, we hit the jackpot coming down this street. Good thinking, Tobe. Bun strategy on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. You're learning from the best, people. I must be probably... I bet I'm ranked in the top 10 of Nocturnal Bun Patrol spotters, you know, nationally. I'm probably never going to be a Olympian. I'll probably never compete in an Olympic sport unless Nocturnal Bun Spotting, Nocturnal Bun Patrol becomes an Olympic sport, which it could. Weirder stuff has happened. Alright, so I've managed to turn right again. And I'm scanning the yards and looking around. I sure would love to see one more, because we do love our buns. And I'm walking back to the street. We've got, 60 meters, and then gotta walk back uphill to my house. And I don't know if you heard that, but the guys were hanging out in their garage smoking cigars. Yeah, what time is it? It's almost 2 a.m. Yeah, those guys are always hanging out in there. I kind of want to see what they're up to at some point. They're probably having fun. But anyway, we are approaching my turn again. And I'm scanning down the street looking for buns in the yards. I'm sort of slowing up my pace. I'm not seeing much of anything down there. Ow, crack, that was my wrist. My neighbor's got his weird lawn sprinkler out in front of his yard. Oh, what's that across the street? And what's her name's? Yep. Boom. There we go. I was going to say, my neighbor here, my downhill neighbor, he's got a weird lawn sprinkler. and it fools me often. But look at that, right across the street from me, standing in the light, there he is, Mr. Burn. Hi, Burn. Hi, Bunny Buddies. And that brings us to 3 bonus buns. And if I'm remembering correctly, as I walk into my driveway here, wasn't that my prediction? I wanted to see 6, the compulsory quota. We got that. And 3 bonus buns. Wow. All right. Excellent night. This has been an excellent night or morning, I guess. And that bun's still sitting back there going, "Doo-doo-doo, what are you doing? I'm the bun census taker. I count buns." Oh, and I got a web on me, so I got to do some moves here. Try to get the web off me. Nope, we're going to have to take it inside. Open the garage door. And the garage door begins to open. I walk underneath. I open my car door. You know my car. The last of the VHF interceptors. And we put the garage door opener back on the visor. I should leave my garage door open and let it cool, but we'll probably get some dudes crawling in here. So I'm going to close it. Into the house we go. Here's my kitty sitting on the floor watching TV. What are you watching, Dankus? Oh, football, of course. That's a good baby watching Brazil versus Australia. Yeah, they say you can't train cats. I can train a cat to do anything, probably even drive a train. All right, into the studio we must go for our traditional debriefing. That's right, we're back in the studio. Hello. And it's time for Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! Brief debriefing. And again, geez, for the, how many, 4th night in a row? Complete success. Complete and utter success at Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! And I couldn't be happier. Although, you know, we didn't, you know, see quite the numbers we have in the last couple of Nocturnal Bun Patrols. We did have some significant firsts. One, I hit my prediction on the nose. I said we would get our quota and then see 3 bonus buns, and that is in fact what happened. And if you picked 6, you also win tonight. And the other thing is, this is the first time we've seen 3 buns in one grouping. So, you know, we saw a number of pairs last night. And we saw a pair the night before that, maybe 2. But this is the first triplet, the first triple bun spotting. So it was a night of first, if not records. So rock on. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Yeah, so awesome. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Well, I guess it's about that time to tell you these important facts. Remember, we're starting the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament on Monday. So send me your name via email to tobe@sdf.org to register yourself for the tournament. What else? This is Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol, a show that airs every day in place of Dubious Goals Committee. At 19:30 UTC every single day on and on radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and the next day. Maybe we won't have Nocturnal Bun Patrol, but we'll have something else awesome for you. My name's Tobe. My time's up. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.